Welcome to the Sports Report for Tuesday, March 18th. I'm Mark Daniels. We'll begin with news from the Green Bay Packers. Wide receiver James Jones was a free agent a couple of years ago with the Green Bay Packers and didn't find any takers. He has this time around, signing a three-year free agent deal with the Oakland Raiders. When he returned the first time, Jones set a career best, 64 catches for an NFL-leading 14 touchdowns in 2012 and set a career high for receiving yards last season for the Packers, but Green Bay had a price on his return. The Raiders went above that, and Jones is now leaving after spending 7 years with the Packers. LaTroy Guyon is signed by the Packers, an offensive lineman entering his seventh year out of Florida State, an original fifth-round draft choice of the Minnesota Vikings, played all six of his seasons with the Vikes. Not much of a pass rusher with 5 career sacks, but a good run defender at 6'4 and 315 pounds. And you throw him in with Julius Peppers, the former Chicago Bear, who signed a free agent deal with the Packers over the weekend. And general manager Ted Thompson is reloading his defensive front. By the way, that Peppers contract, 3 years, $30 million, $8.5 million guaranteed, reportedly only going to cost the Packers $3.5 million against the salary cap this season. And running back James Starks is closing in on a two-year contract extension to return to the Packers. The owner of the Indianapolis Colts, Jim Irsay, arrested on a DUI charge outside of Indianapolis over the weekend, also facing 4 felony counts for possessing a controlled substance. After getting released on bail, Irsay didn't have much to say.
Guys, I'm not going to comment right now. Thank you.
Due back in court next month, also facing league discipline from Commissioner Roger Goodell. Dallas Cowboys have signed former Cleveland Browns number one draft choice quarterback Brandon Whedon to be a backup to Tony Romo in Dallas. To college basketball, the National Invitation Tournament begins on Tuesday night, and the Green Bay Phoenix welcome the Belmont Bruins to the Rush Center. Alec Brown, the 7-1 senior center, says it was a little disappointing not to get an at-large bid to the NCAA tournament, but he's okay with their postseason lots.
I'm kind of excited, actually, getting the chance to play at home again. You know, playing this court, playing in front of our home fans, you know, it's a big opportunity, and I'm looking forward to it.
And head coach Brian Wardle says the NIT is a tournament worth winning.
If you ask most fans 5 years ago, would you love to see Green Bay in the NIT, they'd say yes. 10 years ago, yes. Is our team good enough to play in the NCAA? Yes, but we didn't get it done, and we know that. But we are excited about a great tournament in the NIT, a tournament that I've played in personally, and it's going to be an entertaining game. I can guarantee you that. I mean, they're going to run up and down. They're going to shoot threes. I mean, it's going to be a fast-paced game with a lot of highlight plays, I have a feeling.
Tips off at 7:15 at the Rush Center Tuesday night. Both teams won 24 games in the regular season and regular season conference championships. Both had success against the ACC. Green Bay beating Virginia in the regular season. They're number one seed in the NCAA's. Ohio Valley champion Belmont took down North Carolina earlier this season. The NCAA men's tournament also tips off with the first 4 opening round games, 2 of them on the schedule Tuesday night, Albany against Mount St. Mary's, North Carolina State against Xavier. The women's NCAA tournament bracket was announced on Monday night. Connecticut, Notre Dame, South Carolina, Tennessee are the number one seeds. The Green Bay Phoenix women accept a bid to the WNIT for the 4th time in school history, 17th straight postseason appearance. Green Bay will open at Minnesota on Wednesday night. To the NBA, where the Milwaukee Bucks open up a week-long road trip in Portland against the Trailblazers on Tuesday night. Monday night finals had Atlanta beat Charlotte 97-83. Paul Millsap with 28 points. Indiana knocked off Philadelphia 99-90. 76ers set a franchise record. One Thaddeus Young, not very proud of, 21 consecutive losses.
We don't look at that. You know, we just keep going out there, continuing to play, and just trying to figure out ways to win basketball games. You know, I think that's the major thing with us. You know, we're not worried about the franchise record or anything like that. We're just trying to figure it out and keep focusing on the task at hand, which is, smelling the taste of victory.
The NBA record is 26 losses in a row by Cleveland 3 years ago. Brooklyn beat Phoenix 108-95. Oklahoma City over the Chicago Bulls 97-85. Kevin Durant going off for 35 in a hard-earned win.
Yeah, it definitely takes mental toughness. You know, we just, especially on the road, you know, we want to stay poised knowing that this game is about runs, and they made theirs at the end of the second and also on that fourth. So we just stayed with it. Coach drew up some good plays, and we was able to execute.
Houston beat Utah 124-86. Terrence Jones with 30. Dallas knocking off Boston 94-89. And the Denver Nuggets beat the LA Clippers 110-100. Head coach Brian Shaw and the Nuggets cooling off the Clips.
Coming in and breaking their streak at 11 games, holding them to 39% shooting, under 24% from three. You know, I thought we did a good job on, you know, Blake Griffin got 26 points. But he took 25 shots to get 26 points.
And in New York, the Knickerbockers will introduce their new president, Phil Jackson, agreeing to terms on a 5-year contract, highest paid executive in the NBA. On the ice, Tampa Bay over Vancouver 4-3. Boston beat Minnesota 4-1. Jerome Iginla with a pair of goals for the Bruins, have reeled off 9 in a row.
There's some things that, you know, we go over that we do need to improve on, and I thought we were pretty solid tonight. Minnesota's a good hockey club, and they played hard, and they came out very strong, and I thought it was a fun game to be a part of. I thought we pushed back physically, and I thought it was a good hockey game.
St. Louis Blues beat Winnipeg 3-1. David Backes with a pair, and Phoenix gets by the LA Kings 4-3. In college hockey, St. Norbert is prepping for its 9th trip to the NCAA Division III Frozen Four in the last 12 years. They've won 3 national titles in that span, coming off a quarterfinal victory over Adrian 7-2. Head coach Tim Coughlin's number one ranked Green Knights at 26-3-1 will face Geneseo State. Coughlin admits he doesn't know much about them, but he does know their neighbors.
Well, you know, that's a group that we have not crossed paths with, but we know well the Suniac League. We know, obviously, Oswego we've seen in big games. Plattsburgh's been in big games. Geneseo is the other mix on that side. And, you know, they've had a tremendous year. They beat all the teams we just mentioned. Plus, obviously, they just beat Norwich, and Norwich we know well, too.
St. Norbert will skate in their semifinal at 3 o'clock Friday afternoon at Lewiston, Maine. The other semifinal, UW-Stevens Point, their first Final Four appearance in 16 years against Oswego State, with the championship game on Saturday. Milwaukee Brewers fell to the Chicago White Sox in Cactus League play 9-0 on Monday, managing only 4 hits on offense. Kyle Loesch roughed up for 5 runs, 7 hits, and 3 2/3 innings. Brewers will take on the Texas Rangers on Tuesday. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.